Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about a lesson that I hope you're going to find very instructive and useful. I call it your true identity. Let's go. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. That's from Philippians 3, verse 12. Jesus told us that the path of discipleship would be difficult. You can see that analogy in Matthew 7, 14. Some of that difficulty is indeed from the outside. It's external to us. And some of it is internal. Paul expressed some of this latter part when he wrote, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" That's in Romans 7:24. What he came to understand was the dichotomy. Quote, "So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Romans 7:25. I believe this is what he meant when he wrote that he had not yet become perfect, that is, complete. But for the born-again believer, there is a sense in which we are indeed perfect. Let me explain. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him." This joining is what Jesus prayed for when he said to the Father that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That's all from John 17, verses 21 through 23. More specifically, this union, which, by the way, is two-way, in Christ's absence, is accomplished by his Spirit. John 14 instructs us, "A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." There's that two-way. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." What this means is that once you are joined with Christ by his Spirit, you are spiritually perfect, but not perfectly perfect. What do I mean? Well, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." There is a transformation going on in the believer, and Christ is patient with it. 1 Timothy 1:15 and 16, it says, "It is a trustworthy saying and deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost. Yet for this reason I was shown mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Christ Jesus might demonstrate all his patience as an example for those who are going to believe upon him for eternal life. 1 Timothy 1. You see, Paul came to understand the dichotomy, but God is not finished. The perfectly perfect, if you would, we all can look forward to, is the perfection of, get this, our identity. Our reborn spirit is indeed alive in Christ, and our sinful flesh is dead. Thus, we are not yet completely perfect, for our identity is human being, body, soul, and spirit. God said, back in Genesis chapter 1, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." And in chapter 2, it says, "Then Yahweh, God, formed man of dust from the ground," that's his body, "and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." That word breath is a spirit. And so the man became a living being, or literally soul. That's Genesis 2:7. Jesus showed us the finished product, so to speak, when he showed himself to the disciples after his resurrection. In Luke 24, we read, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." You see, Christ led the way for us, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. That's Philippians 3:20 and 21. And 1 Corinthians 15, "As we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." And finally, in 1 Corinthians 15, we find, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." That's 1 Corinthians 15. Why isn't God finished? Why is the dichotomy not the end? Romans 8:29, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." So how you perceive yourself is very important to your overall health. Do you think Christianity is a self-improvement program? Do you continue to try to overcome sin? I hope not, because Jesus settled that once and for all. Do you just continue in your sin? I hope not, because if so, you haven't realized who you are, your identity in Christ. If you're identifying yet with your flesh, you've missed the point of salvation, of the indwelling of Christ in you. You are a human being. If saved, you're redeemed by the blood of Christ Jesus, and one day soon, you will be a glorified human being, transformed by the power of Jesus. Yes, you are complete. You are perfect. Trust God for that. From heaven's perspective, guess what? It's done. For now, you must learn to trust the Lord, that he is in you and you are in him. Thus, your sins are paid for in full. You can truly enter, even now, into his rest, like God did with the Sabbath. He ceased from his own works. Your own works, to be like him, to overcome sin on your own? Stop it. The dichotomy is not your end. Being perfectly perfect is. And like Paul, our calling is clear. He said, "Him we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ." Colossians 1:28. God bless you all. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.